Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh, yeah, it's a great day to pardon our shadows. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show, living together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Groundhog Day. And it's a split decision. Phil, all his knowledge in Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney Phil, saw his shadow proclaiming 6 more weeks of a glorious winter. Staten Island Chuck, meanwhile, has a better track record when it comes to predicting. 11 out of 12, I believe, he got it right. Did not see a shadow, so maybe there'll be an early spring. Either way, still bundling up these days. Welcome aboard, and we got a pop-up coffee clutch on Wednesday, February 2nd. It's 2222. Wow, pretty impressive. It's 10 a.m. out west, high noon central, and 1 o'clock in the afternoon here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. If you got the social media memo about our pop-up coffee clutch, you asked for it, you got it. You can also avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. Twitter, of course, 24/7 at AB Writes. The Everybody TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, NL headquarters handling things for us. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Enjoy all your favorites, including their new winter blend coffee with undertones of ginger snaps. Also by Old Navy. Still time to bundle up for great styles and savings at Old Navy. And by PopNet. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7, and featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkway Show and those robust roundtables, the latter. We had a nice dust-up yesterday and another one coming tomorrow. Well, that's a little wiggle room to keep on rocking in the free world while there's still a free world. Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Sleeping in their shoes. There's a warning sign on the road ahead. There's a light. 7, we had to dance a foot apart. And they hawked at us from the sidelines, holding their rulers without a heart. And so with just a touch of our fingers, all we could make our circuit be explode. Just to come in from the cold. Just panic.
That birthday carousel on the Amy Beth Berkley Show with Graham Nash, the great 80 today. Graham Nash, of course, co-wrote that song, Part of the Hollies, and did the lead vocals way back when. And his friends, Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, joining in the, well, he and Joni joined Neil Young in yanking their music off Spotify. Joni doing Coming from the Cold, and Neil Young, Keep on Rockin' in the Free World. Started that whole thing, the dust up between Neil Young, now, Ed Al, lots of other people, including Springsteen, Manilow, et cetera, have pulled their music, and lots of folks canceling their subscriptions to Spotify because of the Joe Rogan business. Neil Young saying he doesn't want to be affiliated with a service that is affiliated with a guy that gives such dangerous disinformation. Now, for their part, Rogan says he's going to do better and come up with more versatile swath of guests, I guess, who have opposing views, and Spotify is putting disclaimers on his shows that indicate that there may be some disinformation. Is that enough? I don't know. It's something. And I'm not for censorship. We talked about it last week in a couple of places in PopNet, also on social media, and somebody said, well, you're for censorship. Why do you want to quash other people's opinions? I don't. I'm not for censorship. I have no stake in this argument, really, because I'm not a Spotify subscriber, nor am I a Joe Rogan listener. I've only heard a smattering of the show, his shows, when he does something outrageous and they show it on cable or something. My point is, yeah, people can say whatever they want. And when we get into these conversations, you know, we've had them many times. When you talk about John Imus and the nappy-headed hoe comment that he made, which he made once and now Sharpton repeated it I don't know how many times, and Rush Limbaugh, of course, who went through that whole slut-shaming routine that went on for days and days against the birth control advocate Sandra Fluke some years ago. He was shedding sponsors like Persian cats shed fur, but he was too big to fire. So he was on, he stayed on, but his syndicator, Clear Channel, I think it was at the time, had a very convenient corporate reconfiguration at that time and just sort of fired a whole bunch of backbench folks, making 30, 40, 50 grand, doing production or maybe on air locally, many of whom were probably doing a good job, some even exemplary. They got canned because broadcasting is a capricious business, and that's what they always say. I've been the victim of that. Radio stations, because of automation, consolidation, ownership change, they fire people. It happens. And it's a capricious business, and people will say, well, if you want something secure, you got to go into civil service or something. And they're right. But nobody says we're worried about these folks making a living, but when a big person is under the gun, like Imus or Limbaugh, who don't need to make a living at that point, it's a big deal. And then the First Amendment comes into play. First Amendment, you're conflating the First Amendment with your right to say what you want without fear of being in prison because of it. So far, so good. I mean, we don't know how long that's going to go on in this country. As we continue our conversation later on today. But it doesn't guarantee you a gig. It's not guaranteed. You don't have a birthright to a radio show, TV show, podcast, etc. But we do live in the creative age where anybody can start a podcast or a webcast or something, YouTube channel, all of that stuff. The question is, can you, with the glutted market as it is, can you stand out from the crowd and cultivate enough of an audience and a platform? Rogan already has that. So if he got canned from Spotify, he could find an audience, just like Alex Jones, who got deplatformed from everything, from YouTube, Facebook, etc. But he has enough of an audience that he's managed with his crack pottery sponsorships for vitamin supplements, ammunition, books, whatever he sells. He has an audience, and he can do it. So Rogan could have done it too, and Spotify could have been a good corporate citizen and said, we don't want this guy on, but they're doing like a half measure. And I'm not saying it's not enough. I don't know. But it's certainly the right of Neil Young and others to pull their music if they want to, and people to cancel subscriptions if they want to. It's called part of the free market. You know, and that way Whoopi Goldberg in the crosshairs, as you know. She was suspended from The View because she made some ignorant comments regarding the Holocaust. For sure they were ignorant when they were having the discussion the other day about the Pulitzer Prize-winning graphic novel Mouse being banned in Tennessee because book banning, which we really have to talk about, and what's going on with censorship against education in this country is outrageous and very dangerous because we're going down a kind of a slippery slope here that's not so great. But she did apologize. You know, she doubled down. She's looking through it from a very black and white lens by saying it wasn't a racial issue because there were two groups of white people that the Nazis were imprisoning the Jews who were also white. Well, not all Jews are white, by the way. There are Ethiopian Jews, et cetera. But by and large, the thing is, though, in the Holocaust, and this is really shows ignorance and insensitivity, but especially ignorance, that she didn't know that Hitler proclaimed the Jews a subhuman race. This was the heart of the Nazi argument, the heart of Mein Kampf with the super race that he was putting forward. So that just shows we need to do more about education in this country and to make sure people understand what's going on. But she suspended for 2 weeks to reflect, even though she apologized. She danced around the apology on The Late Show, came on yesterday and made it what I think was a sincere apology. But I guess there's been so much backlash they gave her 2 weeks to, quote-unquote, reflect on her comments. Do you think that was enough? Do you think it was too much? Was it an overreach, or do you think she should have been fired? Some people think she should have been fired. Maybe she's too big to fire like Limbaugh and Imus because she does have such a big presence on that show. On the other hand, maybe she shouldn't have been suspended at all. What do you think? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Some folks chiming in about that. Tara says, seems like an overreaction. She sincerely apologized. And I kind of agree with that. I think she did. It was ignorant. She said it was. She had Jonathan Greenblatt from the ADL on the show yesterday. He's written a book, by the way, called It Can Happen Here, and I hate to say it, it's happening, ING, meaning it's going on now with this thrust of banning books and these laws they're putting in place to not only make it harder to vote but also to subvert the vote and throw out the votes. These are things that we have to really work on. I know we talk about it every show, but this urgency has got to be ratcheted up on the Democratic side. We have got to really face this, and the Republicans have to come to the fore, too. So somebody like Susan Collins, after Donald Trump goes out in a rally and pretty much admits everything in plain sight, that, yeah, he wanted Pence to overturn the election. He expected him to do it. And by the way, he's going to pardon, once he gets reelected, God help us if he does, he's going to pardon the January 6th insurrectionists, so which is putting everything upending all these prosecutions. Even a lawyer for one of the suspects came on a TV show earlier today and said, yeah, well, people may not want to make a deal. He's putting his fingers on the scale. This is somebody representing a suspect, and he shouldn't be doing that. I'm saying, you talk about Groundhog Day. Every day we wake up over and over again, there's some new information about Trump. Why is he not indicted yet? I'd like to know. It's crazy. All right, more on the Whoopi Goldberg situation. A lot of folks playing with us in real time with the impromptu show, and believe me, I love it. Thank you for doing that. It's really important. Portia says, what Whoopi Goldberg said was ignorant and irresponsible, but notice the lightning speed with which ABC and The View suspended her while having let Meghan McCain spew lies and hate unchecked. You don't think black women are held to a different standard? You're delusional. Interesting. Also interesting that you mentioned, Portia, that Meghan McCain came out. You know, she's got to get herself inserted. She wrote a column, I guess, for Daily Beast or whatever she writes for now, saying the opposite, offering scathing comments about Whoopi and saying that she was treated poorly on The View. I'm not sure about it. She was never suspended. She did have to apologize a couple of times, I think, for some of her pro-Trump comments. And, of course, she claimed she was anti-Trump, but her husband is so in with the Trump and his family is so in with the Trump crowd that she couldn't help herself, I guess. It's just crazy. But Alana says, newsflash, Whoopi Goldberg, 6 million of us were gassed, starved, and massacred because we were deemed an inferior race by the Nazis. How dare you minimize our trauma and suffering? Well, I don't think she was trying to minimize the suffering. She did say, and I heard her say it, it was about man's inhumanity and man. There were two groups. She's just saying they were white. That's what she said. But, of course, if you look at what's going on now with flyers, and I saw this when I was in college back in the 80s, they would send out flyers sometimes on college campuses, some hate group, and would say how to see what a Jew looks like, and they would talk about the stereotypical big nose, all these kinds of things. So there was definitely an element of racial hatred going on, too, just that she looked at it from a different lens. But she wasn't saying that it wasn't horrible. She was just – it was ignorance. She was fueled by ignorance, and she was a little too stubborn to when the other hosts called her on it and tried to get her to change her mind, she wouldn't do it. That was the problem. Mike says the Nazis were obsessed with race. They said the Jews of Europe were polluting the purity of the Aryan race. Hitler said he would eliminate the Jewish race from Europe. It was all about race. It's idiotic to say otherwise. And I agree, but again, that shows ignorance, not hatred on her part, and not very insensitive for sure. But she did try to walk it back, and you got to give her credit for that. Now, again, maybe somebody on a smaller scale might have been fired for those comments, for sure. If you worked at an independent radio station, you said that, you would be fired. After the IMUS made those nappy-headed hoe comments, there were copycats in small markets who said similar comments, and they got canned. So, you know, it's all about your leverage, and she certainly has some leverage. But on the other hand, like a couple of people pointed out, Meghan McCain was never suspended. Intriguing. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet Chat Box, also available. Lonnie, PopNet Chat Box, great hearing you live. Enjoying it. Going to catch most of it on podcast, though, because I got to go. All right, Lonnie. It's all right. That's the beauty of podcast. And sometimes you want to see things on TV, too. Here's a great one from John Fogerty on the Amy Beth Arcui Show. Please weigh in.
They sit at home to watch the show coming on the little screen. A man named Ike was in the White House, big black limousine. There were many shows to follow, from Hooter to Tootyville. So I saw them all, I can't recall which cartoon was real. The coonskin cap, Yankee bat, the hound dog man's big start, the A-bomb fears, Annette had ears, I lusted in my heart. A young man from Boston that sailed the new frontier, and we watched the dream dead end in Dallas, they buried in a fence that year. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. We gathered round to took us all by the hand. It was time to laugh, time to sing, time to join the band. But all too soon, we hit the moon and covered up the sky. They built their bombs and aimed their guns, and still I don't know why. The dominoes tumbled and big business roars. Every night at six, they showed the pictures and counted up the score. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. The old man rocked among his dreams, a prisoner of the fort. The light, he said, at the end of the tunnel was nothing but a burglar's pole. And them that was caught in the cover are all rich and free, but they chained my mind to an endless tomb when they took my only son from me. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV.
Not like how it is on TV.
If you want to have fun, come home with me. You can stay all night and play with my TV. TV is the thing this year, this year. TV is the thing this year. Oh, yes. Radio was great, but now it's not a day. TV is the thing this year. Last night I was watching old Tom Mix. My TV broke, boy, I was in a fix. I got on the phone, called my man, said, get here, Daddy, as fast as you can.
TV is the thing this year.
Oh, yes, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. He turned my dial to channel one. I knew that this was gonna be fun. He turned my dial to channel two. That station thrilled me through and through. He moved one notch to channel three. I said, hi, love, what you doing to me? He said, wait a minute, try channel four. Just about the time someone knocked on the door.
TV is the thing this year.
Oh, yeah.
TV is the thing.
Trying to tell you, radio was great. But now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. The way he eased into channel 5, I swore my man had fluid drive. We moved once more to channel 6. Then he opened up his bags of tricks. On channel 7, the show was late. We got our kicks on channel 8. He turned my dial to channel 9 and said, baby, your set is working fine. He moved a little to channel 10. Then we started all over again. When he finally hit my channel 11, I cried, mama, he treats your daughter good. Yes, it is. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Baby, my TV set will need fixing just about this time every night.
Baby, if you've ever wanted. whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of started packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Attention. You are conducting a broadcast in direct violation of FCC Rule 27. Pull over.
I'm not going down without a fight! I'm the voice of the real man!
Anthem, Radio, Radio. I'm Amy the Darkly Show, winking a nod to Brendan and Nixie, both hearty regulars, tagging along for the live Groundhog Day ride. Happy to have you guys with me, of course. The WKRP theme we played again in honor of Dr. Johnny Fever leaving the building. The wonderful Howard Hessman passed away earlier this week at 81. So great in that show, iconic indeed, also good in head of the class and the movies, etc. It's so sad when your icons, the touchstones of your youth, pass on, but that work continues to impress and amuse for sure. And a pair of TV tunes, Donna Washington's classic, TV is a Thing This Year, and Saw It on TV from John Fogerty, as we take on the media, TV, radio, podcasts, social media, you name it. We're all in the mix of it, And we all got something to say. That's for sure. What say you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet Chatbox. Carlo, PopNet Chatbox, listening with the app while I'm driving. It's great and a pleasure to hear you. Thanks for the commentary and the great tunes. Hey, you're welcome, Carlo. Putting it into perspective, I love it that way, says Glenn. Thank you, AB. Wish you did the show every day. Ah, you and Trudy are in it together. We try, but, you know, I have so many other commitments and things that I'm doing. I cannot do it every single day of a solo show, but we do have a variety of collaborations to partake in. But we do what we can, and I'm trying to come up with more weekday shows. We'll do what we can. On the Trump front, a few folks chiming in. Melinda says, Trump stood in front of his armed, delusional mob, told them that the election was stolen, told them to fight like hell for him, and told them to march to the Capitol. The absurd notion that Trump is not responsible is crazy beyond belief. I agree. Susan says, when the heck is this guy going to go to jail? Like you said, it's Groundhog Day over and over and more revelations every day, and nothing gets done. Well, I'm hoping Merrick Garland is on the case. You know, there's nothing that says they can't be doing it behind the scenes, but we'll see. The January 6th committee is working on it. I'm waiting for those public hearings. I heard Jamie Raskin is on that committee, say he's hoping for April, not May, when most people were saying, how about March? Let's get on with it, because, you know, if the Republicans take back the House and everybody pretends, acts like it's a fait accompli, and I keep saying, don't do that, don't say it. There are a couple of Democrats who will say we're working like hell to make sure it doesn't happen, but a lot of them act like, yeah, it's probably going to happen. You know this committee is going poof. You know the investigations are going bye-bye, and some of these people might go to jail, according to Newt Gingrich, which is the tone of the banana republic that we are devolving into. So when we say the Jonathan Greenblatt book is called It Can Happen Here, it really should be It Is Happening Here, right now, with all this erosion of voting rights bills, installing stooges who will go along with Trump's bidding, and Republicans, even Susan Collins, one of the quote-unquote reasonable holdover Republicans, went on a Sunday show and would not flat out say, I will not vote or support Donald Trump for president in 2024. She didn't vote for him in 16 or 20. Why can't she say it now? She voted for his conviction in the second impeachment, but she dances around and says, well, it's too early to tell. There's going to be other alternatives, blah, blah, blah. Come out forcefully and say, no, I'm denouncing this guy. Like Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney and Kinzinger are the only people that can do that? I mean, come on. You talk about not having a backbone, and then people say, well, don't lionize Liz Cheney. I'm not. It shouldn't be an act of courage, but it obviously is, because these people can't do it. Susan Collins, what is she, 70 or something? She doesn't come up for re-election until 2026. She managed to win last time. I don't know how she did it. So she's obviously still popular in Maine. And she's got some bucks in the bank. The woman's rich. So if the worst that happened was she didn't win, then she'd go home and retire, is what I'm saying. I don't get these people. I don't understand it. I never will. But it boggles my mind. It surely does. Chris says, if this man is not prosecuted for crimes against the United States, there is absolutely no justice. I agree. And when the heck is it going to happen, becomes the question. Allie says, I'm kind of sick and tired of Trump getting away with everything all the time. It just doesn't make sense. All right. Trump is a cult. Lock him up already. It's enough. So says Katie. All right. We'll see, guys. You and me, we're on the same page, but not everybody, if you know what I mean. Hey, we got some great birthdays to celebrate. Belatedly, Neil Diamond, a.k.a. the Jewish Elvis, celebrated his 81st birthday on January 24th. And I love this song, especially in the winter, because it makes me think, come that hot August night, we're going to want a little cool down from Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show for sure. Enjoy. Percy wanted to hear this one. Got it.
yourself some two good hands. How about your brother in trouble? You gotta reach out your one hand for him, 'cause that's what it's there for. How about your heart is troubled? You gotta reach out your other hand, reach it out to the man up there, 'cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
American ladies 5 foot tall and smooth, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that fly ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you.
Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? You know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train. All on board the train.
I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair. Casablanca going south, blowing smoke rings from the corners of my gold cotton hang in the air, charming cobras in the square, stripes your leathers we can wear at home.
Well, let me hear you now.
Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train. All on board the train. All on board.
Birthday ride in the Marrakesh Express, the great 80 for Graham Nash and his pals, David Crosby and Stephen Stills, on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Also, speaking of birthdays, belated birthday wishes, 69 candles on Lucinda Williams' cake on January 26th with a song, What a Beauty, I think should be the COVID anxiety theme song, Are You All Right? Reaching out to folks and making sure they are. And, of course, the great Neil Diamond, belated birthday wishes, 81 candles in his cake on January 24th with Brother Love Traveling Salvation Show. We can use a burst of that hot August night steam right now in February. We'll need the blast of February in August. You know how that goes. Hey, 2222 is our day today. Is that good luck? I think so. Also, happy Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year, too, which is the year of the tiger, which means that feline, fierce feline spirit can move us all on with fortitude and great guidance. Let's hope for a good year indeed. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, and what really can help you make it a good year, dipping into creativity, reconnecting with your inner artist. The Inspiration Action is challenge has helped some folks do that. Brittany Keene, New Hampshire, I've been there a time or two, and not in the winter, though, I don't think. She says, because of the winter, it's a great time to hunker down and write, and the challenge has helped me do just that. I am journaling like crazy. Thank you so much. Hey, you're welcome, Brittany. Keep going. Something good's going to come of it. I know it. Inspiration to Action is the work for you. I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks on, taking that creative plunge. And on the other hand, you need some push in that right direction. We'll start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one on me. Give me a few weeks to connect, and we'll do so. Either way, please reach out via the website, amybetharkawee, A-R-K-A-W-I.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're there, you can peruse my stories. The award-winning Liza Gordon Mystery is available from ebook and paperback via Cozy Cat Press. We have other goodies available, places to chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests, and social media links, connections, and also links to the podcast, One-Stop Creative Shop, at the website, amybetharkawee.com. Speaking of creativity, you don't know how much time we're going to have here on this earth, that's for sure. Some folks get cheated, but you do what you can, you do your work when you can, and sometimes it's only a short time, like Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper all perished on the anniversary tomorrow, February 3rd, 1959. They call it the day the music died, but left behind a legacy. Especially Buddy Holly's music. He was only 22, still raving on in the universe on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Oh, hell, a little thing you say and do make me want to be with you. Rave on this crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Rave on. The way you dance and hold me tight, the way I'm
Richie Valens on the Amy Beth Arkley Show and Buddy Holly Rave On, as we remember the day the music died, February 3rd, 1959. We had a big bopper tune lined up, but somehow we can't access it right now. Don't worry, Trudy, don't fret. It's all right. Hey, by the way, we have this great show we put together a few years ago called Oh Buddy, which celebrated the music of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, and others, and captured the era, other songs that were and artists that were tooling up the charts around that time. It was an ArtsWire top pick 2 years in a row. It was also featured on Arts Radio Network. We're going to post for you the link to it via Stitcher or Mixcloud in case you're interested in rehearing that and maybe just sort of relishing that era and all these other music and trends and pop culture that was going on. It took a lot of work to put that together, and the TCS crew really worked hard on it. And we're proud of it, and we know that some folks really appreciate that music. So we'll get it to you via social media. By the way, let's go around the social media horn. Lucky to play with you guys in real time during the week. We'll see what we can do about keeping this happening because so many folks are chiming in. I love it. On the Trump front, a few folks are chiming in. Let's see. Katie says, I'm not saying Trump is a Nazi, but a Nazis think he is a Nazi. Yeah, well, that's true. And he does have some of those authoritarian tendencies. Phil says, the man should be in jail. It's disgusting and horrendous that he's not. What is going on here, if you know what I'm saying? Isn't it strange that the Trump cult can breathe a KKK mask but not a regular mask for COVID? And Anna says, Trump says he would pardon January 6 rioters if he runs and wins. Who said he was even going to run in 2024? He should be in jail by then. Well, let's hope that happens. Matt says, a sociopathic leader who demands criminal devotion and conformity, chosen people, conceit, paranoia of the outside world, denial of reality, anti-science, above the law, self-destructive belief system. He cannot go to prison soon enough. Well, I'm waiting. It's like, I talk about it. It's Groundhog Day. It's so ridiculous. John says, the two-time popular vote loser Trump can't seem to decide if he was against the insurrection or not. Does he have cognitive issues? Stop talking about Biden. This man is insane. Let's see. Rob Reiner, Eddie retweeted Rob Reiner, wrote a tweet the other day that said, fact, Trump is guilty of the worst crime a president has ever committed against the United States in our nation history. You know, it's so interesting because they talk about Watergate. I mean, Nixon wasn't nearly as bad as Trump, and Nixon went. And the reason why Nixon left and resigned was because the Republican Party had enough cojones, as they would say, to go to him and say, you got to go. Where are those people now? Where is your backbone? Patriotism over party, for goodness sakes. It can't just be Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, and I'm talking about people like Susan Collins and Romney and McConnell. Come on. You got to do it. You got to find a way. Lenny, where's that quote that we had, that tweet that I wanted to talk about? That was interesting. Jin, here it is. Jin says, Trump wants Pence investigated now for not doing his bidding. I think it's time for Pence to start talking to the committee and following suit, don't you think? Well, yeah, Pence could show a backbone. It would be nice. He kind of brushes it off like just one day in January. He thinks he's going to be back on the ticket with Trump anyway? This is so crazy to me. Again, show some spine, show some courage, and do the right thing, and patriotism above party matters. And we got to really fight for this. Urgency, indeed, kids, urgency. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I love to play with you folks in real time. You know I do. Please don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Andy Beth Darkly Show wherever you get your podcast. And be on the listen to Select Editions, Arts Radio Network, PopNet, now on PodStream. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharkley.com. Let's connect via social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. And we will make a concerted effort to do more of these weekday shows, indeed. Hey, it's Groundhog Day. And you know that great movie with Bill Murray? Every day he wakes up to the radio and they're playing one song. You know it? Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe. So we'll leave with that and wish you a great day. Thanks to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and the headquarters for keeping us moving. And thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, wear your mask, vaccinate, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Darkly Show. You know I love you all.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me, and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent, before it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got wear my ring.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.